embrace your superpowers and the superpowers of people in your life.
Good. Can you elaborate a little bit on, tell me what you're meaning here.
That one, nobody likes to do stuff they're crappy at. And everybody's got stuff they're amazing at. If you and the people in your life can do stuff that you're amazing at, and then let them run. You know, that's the human experience, is about possibility. When you're within your superpower, you can do anything. And I know people like to work on their weaknesses, and there are weaknesses you can't avoid. If you're in customer service and you don't like to call customers back, you know, you need to have a competence level there. You need to,
yes.
You can't just choose not to do it, but don't spend time doing more than competence. Yes. Spend time doing stuff that you love and doing stuff that you're great at.
Welcome to the 3 Steps to Thrive podcast, where each show will show you 3 simple, practical, and actionable steps to improve your life or your business. Now, here's your host, James Lamb. And guess what? That's me.
Hi, folks. My name is James from 3 Steps to Thrive. I'm super thrilled to have Jay Mayer here. Jay is currently the owner of Be Social YYC. Say hi, Jay.
Hey, everybody.
So Jay is going to be my guest today. And we're going to get to the 3 practical, actionable, and simple steps that you can take to improve your life. As it does some volunteer work with the Contemporary, he's the board chair of Contemporary Calgary, and we may have time to get to this, but he merged 3 visual arts organizations together under one roof. Literally, it's under the newly renovated. Hey. Go ahead.
Which is great. Just to be precise, I was board chair for a number of years. I'm currently the chair of the fundraising committee on the board.
Oh, excellent. There you go. And one more thing, and this is where most people are going to be interested. And I'm going to read out your exact bio on this, Jay. Okay. Your exact bio says, retired in April 2020 after 20 plus year career at Shaw Communication, where I was lucky enough to experience many different roles. And that is all you put. Now, you know,
and It's totally true. It's awesome.
Tell me, let's start here. What was the last role you had at Shaw Communications?
Yeah, I mean, I was very lucky, honored to work with the team and to serve the Shaw family. For the last 4 years, I was president of Shaw Communications. But I did a whole range of roles, and it's an amazing organization and an amazing group of people.
Okay, that's great to hear. Tell me a little bit, just so our readers here, because we have readers from all over, listeners from all over the world. Shaw Communications is not a small business.
Yeah, it is. In global terms, it is a small business.
What was your annual revenue last year?
Yeah, Shaw's revenue is about $5 billion.
Yeah, it's just a small placeholder, right?
It's an extraordinary little company, and the Shaw family's done a terrific job, and the team's amazing.
There you go. Well, congratulations on all your success. So you spent over 20 years at Shaw. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, you started all the way at the bottom.
The great thing about the company that JR built is the bottom is kind of the top, the way he thinks about it. So you'd never be referred to as that. But I started in sales, and part of my job was to knock doors and try and convince people to take cable TV at their homes before we offered the internet. And then had a chance to do a whole range of jobs, as I said in my bio.
So everything you said is true, right? Okay, that's perfect. So tell me a little bit. So 20 plus years nowadays, when you hear about people spending 20 plus years in an organization, it just doesn't happen. What did you love the most about that particular organization?
Yeah, it's an amazing place. And I was so humbled to spend such a big part of my working career there. There was always a sense that you were part of something bigger. And I don't know where that came from. I'm sure it came from JR and Brad and the Shaw family. and it came from the team, there was always a sense that it was just a little bit bigger than a job. It had something more to it than that. And the other thing I loved about it over that period of time is if you didn't ever have to leave to change your industry, because the company changed industry so many times. So once I learned about cable TV, we got into the internet. And then we had to launch home phone. And it sounds now when you say home phone like it's super simple, but in 2005 to break the phone company's monopoly was actually quite complicated.
Yes.
And so the job just kept changing and the business kept changing. It's an amazing place.
Right. Can you speak a little bit about that? I mean, let me take us back when you first started. And I mean this from a technological change point. So you mentioned something about cable television, and I'm pretty sure this generation that is watching Netflix have no idea what cable television is going to be. Can you talk a little bit more about the opportunities and maybe a little bit about how Shaw saw itself? So was it building a community, or was it building communications, or I guess what was the driving force behind that?
Yeah, I mean, J.R. Shaw, the company founder, started on choice. He wanted to give people choice, and he wanted people to have choice in their viewing habits to the very beginning of the company. And he really took choice to everything that he did. And so as we got into freedom, that was about giving people who wanted lots of data for wireless choice. So that sort of, that same core philosophy came across all the different products and all the different sectors. And Brad's a big advocate of the customer service journey and providing people a choice. So one of the great things about family-run companies is you get lots of vision and you get a long-term focus.
Right. That's excellent. It's interesting because you talk about challenging of the monopoly, and now Shaw is probably, would you argue, one of the top three, if not the biggest player, in especially in this province?
Well, it depends how you define space, right? I don't think there's any question that the big players are people like Amazon, people like Google, people like Apple, people like Facebook. And then there's another set underneath that, you know, the Disneys and the Comcast.
Yes.
I see almost everybody else as a challenger to scale.
Right.
I see, you know, but recognize that the customers of Shaw has made Shaw very successful. So that's awesome.
Yes, perfect. Looking back at that history, it's a long history, starting with knocking on doors and going all the way up to the president. Was there one particular memory that you found quite funny at Shaw that you can recall?
Lots of funny moments with amazing team members. I remember we got the Vancouver system, used to be with Rogers. It was traded for Toronto and New Brunswick. Doesn't matter that much. And we were trying to do a cut over the billing system in 2000. And the phone system went down. So I was running that, managing Vancouver at the time. And I remember about 2 o'clock in the morning, we were re-recording what was called an ARU then, which is the recorded phone system, so that we're all used to it. You hear recorded voices.
Yes.
And it was middle of the night and I was recording it myself. And I was chatting with a coworker, and I said the F word in not realizing that I had recorded it.
Oh my goodness. And
then we couldn't find it. Like, we knew it was in the system. So we knew, as a result of pushing some button, you would get my potty mouth. But it took us an hour and a half to find it.
Oh my goodness. So
I hope nobody heard that. I'm not, as you could tell by the microphone setup of this blog, I'm not getting better with this stuff.
Well, the good news is now that you're no longer with Shaw, you don't have to worry about that anymore. So they'll uncover all the dirt that you have, and now it's okay, right?
I am the loudest cheerleader of Shaw. I hope all I do is cheer for the organization and the team. I can't imagine. I think they're going to do amazing things.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you say that. So let me paint a picture for the listeners here. So you left Shaw in April. officially, mm-hmm. and you purchased a little company called Be Social YYC. Just for scale, how many employees does Shaw have?
About 10,000.
And how many employees does Be Social YYC have?
As of today, we have 4.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations, right?
Oh, thanks.
So the interesting thing is, and let me paint this picture for the listeners, is I have this image of you and Shaw, and I have this image of being surrounded by executives and directors and VPs, and you have probably 2 or 3 executive assistants. And for people who are old enough who have seen the movie The American President, and Michael Douglas wants to get flowers for his new girlfriend. Michael Douglas plays the president of the movie The American President.
This is a decently obscure movie.
But he, you know, he's president, so he's surrounded with all these people, and he can't get flowers because he just wants to drive down the street to get flowers, but he can't do it. And I'm wondering what it's like. Can you, I guess this is a multi-pronged question, right? Tell me a little bit more what it's like to be in the quote unquote trenches of small business again. And tell me why, let's start with that. And then after that, I'm going to have a follow-up question about why you like this opportunity and what you're looking for.
Awesome. A couple of quick comments. One is, one of the great things about the organization the Shaws have built, including themselves, is everybody was a playing coach. So there was no such thing as somebody who couldn't also do. So regardless of what your job was, you all did. So it's not the Michael Douglas example that you maybe talk about. I love it. I don't know that I've ever had as much fun as I've had in the last 3 weeks.
Interesting.
I feel kind of guilty with everything going on in the world that there'd be so much excitement about my day-to-day job, but I love it. I love the hands-on nature of it. I love having to figure things out. And you've built an amazing company. You have the most amazing group of customers. My Zooms with the customers that you built are some of the best conversations I've ever had. I admire the spirit of the small business owner, and particularly the ones that you chose to build a relationship with. They're an amazing group of people. So it's been quite an easy transition. I love it.
Good. Tell me a little bit about, can you tell me in your own words why you think you're having so much fun? And I get what you're saying about feeling guilty about it, but the emotion is never wrong, right? So tell me a little bit about what you're enjoying. Is it the actual day-to-day, or is it feeling like you're building something with your hands?
It's the work is fun, but it's the energy that I'm getting from everything that we do. I mean, the beauty of the Be Social model is it is completely digital, no bricks and mortar, everything anchored on social and artificial intelligence and data and analytics. Everybody works from home by design, not for the moment, but by design, right?
Yeah.
So everything is future focused, and just our customers are there is so much hope and optimism amongst our customers, often for not particularly good reasons. Like if you look back and you judge, as yes. people do, you sit back and cross your arms, you go, oh, they might have a little bit of a tough patch. You wouldn't yes. know it when you talk to this group of customers about what they want to do and what they want to build. And you ask people, you know, how are you thinking about pivoting your business in the pandemic? And just the sheer creativity of it, it's really, yeah. it's amazing. So I Great. Just leave conversations with energy.
Yes. No, I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to ask you one more question about the purchase.
Great.
Now you could have purchased, and I'm sure you know, and my listeners know, a multitude of different companies. Why this one in particular? What really drew you to this company? Was it the space it was in? Was it the clientele? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
I didn't really look at anything else. It had it all. It great brand. Be Social YYC is an amazing brand. Fantastic reputation. Customers who worked with the company love the company. Was in all the spaces that I wanted to be in. Started as a social media company. which is super important, but had all kinds of little things that I didn't know right away. You know, there's a bot chat program and some AI work being done, some interesting things being done on data, some interesting things being done on SEO. Like, it was really this remarkable little company that had its hands into everything that I wanted to do.
Yes.
So it was quite a unique opportunity. So
great.
And the transaction happened quickly. Like, you,
yeah,
we signed the paper and we closed like 2 hours later. So that was nice.
Yeah, it's good. And we're having this pleasant conversation. So I think the good news is it was beneficial for both parties, right? And in all awesome. The best kinds of way. Okay, let's get into what, now you've had a really very successful career, so congratulations, and I don't mean that lightly. Tell us about those three things that can help the business owner or a small business improve and thrive.
Yeah, cool. I'm certainly not a model. I've made more mistakes than anybody. But when I think about three things, I think about being in touch with your core beliefs. And this is an exercise I've done with hundreds of people. So the first one is get in touch with your core beliefs. And I actually think people should write them down. I think take a little bit of time and write down your three core beliefs and then try and hang out with them.
Here's a question for you before. Yeah. Sorry, I know you have tons to say on that. Before moving on though, how do I put this? There's a lot of things out in the world that make people think they should feel something. And so they should have a core belief. How do you have any suggestions on how people can get down and actually figure out what their true values are inside?
Yeah. My experience having done this exercise with lots of people is it's not as hard for people as you think. When they actually get pen to paper and they test it, and they try it out with people in their lives and say them out loud, and they either ring true or not. It's an easier exercise. I think the trick about it is to actually make sure there's things that you can apply to any situation.
Yes.
And that they're not prescriptive in nature. Like, I would like to lose 10 pounds. Well, that's not helpful. And I'm not having any success at it. So yeah. Although you've been baking, you see.
Yeah. Well, it's the COVID 19, and I don't mean the virus, right? It's the 19 pounds.
So I don't think it's as hard as people think, and then play with them. And if they don't apply to a bunch of situations, adapt them till they do.
Okay. Tell me one of your favorites personally.
My three are simple and interesting. I did them at Shaw and I redid them with Be Social and I only changed two minor words. Yes. So I'll give you my three super quick. The human experience is about possibility. Our moment is about disruption for regular humans, and people are the source of everything amazing.
Amazing. That sounds, so, and you live by those, huh? And it's been a while.
I mean, look, you make mistakes and you don't always, but I'm not like an affirmation guy. I don't get up in the morning and say them over and over again.
Yes.
But when you're forced with a problem, I try and refer back to it.
Sure. Yeah. So that first tip for you was, can you say it just one more time for our readers?
Yeah. Write down your three core beliefs and hang out with them.
Right. Awesome. Cool. Okay. Next one.
Embrace your superpowers and the superpowers of people in your life.
Good. Can you elaborate a little bit on, tell me what you're meaning here.
That one, nobody likes to do stuff they're crappy at. And everybody's got stuff they're amazing at. If you and the people in your life can do stuff that you're amazing at, and then let them run. You know, that's the human experience is about possibility. When you're within your superpower, you can do anything. And I know people like to work on their weaknesses, and there are weaknesses you can't avoid. If you're in customer service and you don't like to call customers back, you know, you need to have a competence level there. You need to,
yes.
You can't just choose not to do it, but don't spend time doing more than competence.
Yes.
Spend time doing stuff that you love and doing stuff that you're great at.
That's interesting, huh? Because a lot of times when we hear the terms work and work hard. It tends to be a really negative connotation. It's a funny thing, isn't it? And it doesn't have to be in this case. So what you're saying is kind of, you know, get those things that you don't like up to snuff, but really embrace who you are and go out with passion and go out with energy.
Yeah. And the people around you in your life, put them in a position where they can focus on the stuff that they're great at, and you'll be amazed with what they can accomplish. And then you just have to get out of the way, right?
Awesome. That sounds great. No wonder you've done so well. Let's move on to the final one. What's your final little suggestion for our listeners?
It's overused, but I use it all the time. Fish where the fish are. The sense that you're going to change human behavior and invent something completely new is possible, and it happens a couple times in a generation. But if you want to learn about something, go where people already are.
Right. So it's almost like in a business sense, you're almost embracing competition because you understand that there's fish out there, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. And then also, you know, what interests your customer should fascinate you. So whoever your target customer is, find out what forums they hang out in and go there and listen to the conversations and participate in the conversations and spend time. It's very lonely trying to, and I know people talk about starting movements and folks standing by themselves trying to start a parade. Fishing where the fish are is a great place to start.
Yeah, I guess the big thing there would be to put on your listening ears.
Sure.
Yeah, and figure out, I guess, what they need and what they want.
Absolutely. Good.
All right. Can you just really quickly summarize those 3 points one more time for us, Jay?
Great. First one's write down your core beliefs and hang out on them. Make them real. Second one is embrace your superpowers and maybe more importantly, the superpowers of people in your life. And the third one is so simple, fish where the fish are and learn from there.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. One final question for you, and I just made this up, so you're not ready for this one. But it can be anywhere, you know, when you're growing up or your career. Tell me about the single most impactful learning moment that you've had and how it changed you.
There are so many. I had a moment. I was 6 weeks into my job at Shaw, and so this is in 1996, where a colleague of mine, Gord, took me aside, and he said to me, "You know, you seem like a smart young fellow. You're not going to go anywhere at Shaw." I said, "Why is that?" And he said, "Well, because I watch you in meetings, and you wait for the next time to talk. And if somebody says something you don't understand, you let it pass you by. And the people who do well at Shaw don't let anything pass them by. So if you don't understand something, you either have to hit pause in that moment and ask about it, or you have to write it down and find somebody in the next 24 hours and find out what it means." And I realized, first of all, that I was being a doofus. And then second of all, it's an incredibly powerful piece of advice, because over a period of time, you just end up knowing so much about so many different things.
Yes. It's a pretty incredible thing, isn't it? Right.
Yeah.
No, it's great. And I'm sure you've grown and learned from it. Look, Jay, I really appreciate you taking the time to join me today. Is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners one more time before we sign off?
Yeah, it's really interesting when you buy a business from somebody. You get to really know somebody personally in terms of our interaction, but also by seeing the business, by seeing our customers, by seeing our programs. I would just like to say to everybody, you are a rock star, sir.
Oh, you're thanks, amazing. Jay.
You're amazing at what you do. I'm so humbled to be able to stand on your shoulders with this company that we both built together.
I don't know if it's stand on my shoulders. You came from Shaw. I might be stepping on my toes, but you know, I'm just joking. It's all good. Look, I appreciate those kind words. I appreciate you being here. look, folks, if you have any questions for Jay, I'm going to give out your email, by the way. You don't have a choice, but Jay does a great job. I think the one thing that we can hear and what he does is he listens and he cares for customer. And I know when I was there, Be Social had, we really cared for our customers and we really tried. And I think with Jay, it's even more so that personality coming out, which is amazing. So folks, if you need to contact Jay, he can be reached at jay at besocialyyc.ca, and I'm sure he'd be thrilled to speak with you.
Would love to.
Yep. Otherwise, team, thank you for listening one more time. I appreciate it. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you subscribe. Please, please, please leave a review. We're trying to get these three tips with these amazing people out to as many people as we can. And the easiest way for people to see that, to see our podcast, is to actually leave that 5-star review. So if you loved it, if you listened, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave that 5-star review. And from James and JJ, say goodbye.
Thanks, everybody.
And I'm going to say goodbye too and sign off. Thanks again, and hope to see you next week, team. Don't forget, if you love this podcast, please leave a review. One of my goals is to support as many entrepreneurs and small business owners as possible with these simple, actionable, and practical tips. My team and I spend countless hours finding great guests who are experts in their field, and these people 100% volunteer to be on this show. And one of the best ways to help other people find this podcast is with your review. So if you would be so kind and subscribe and leave a review, this show can get out to more people, and I would be forever grateful. So thank you in advance. Okay, guys, thanks so much once more for tuning in. See you next week, and have a great few days.